envied the dead. All was shattered, and all but memory lost. And one memory above all others, of him who brought the shadow and the breaking of the world. And him they named Dragon. From Aleth Nin Tairin Alta Camorra, The Breaking of the World, author unknown, The Fourth Age. And it came to pass in those days, as it had come before and would come again, that the dark lay heavy on the land and weighed down the hearts of men, and the green things failed, and hope died. And men cried out to the Creator, saying, O light of the heavens, light of the world, let the Promised One be born of the mountain, according to the prophecies, as he was in ages past and will be in ages to come. Let the Prince of the Morning sing to the land that green things will grow and the valleys give forth lambs. Let the arm of the Lord of the Dawn shelter us from the dark, and the great sword of justice defend us. Let the dragon ride again on the winds of time. From Harald Drianaan Te Calamon, The Cycle of the Dragon, author unknown, The Fourth Age. Prologue. Dragon Mount. The palace still shook occasionally as the earth rumbled in memory, groaned as if it would deny what had happened. Bars of sunlight cast through rents in the walls made motes of dust glitter where they yet hung in the air. Scorch marks marred the walls, the floors, the ceilings. Broad black smears crossed the blistered paints and gilt of once bright murals, soot overlaying crumbling friezes of men and animals which seemed to have attempted to walk before the madness grew quiet. The dead lay everywhere. Men and women and children, struck down in attempted flight by the lightnings that had flashed down every corridor, or seized by the fires that had stalked them, or sunken into stone of the palace, the stones that had flowed and sought almost alive before stillness came again. In odd counterpoint, colourful tapestries and paintings, masterworks all, hung undisturbed, except where bulging walls had pushed them awry. Finely carved furnishings inlaid with ivory and gold stood untouched, except where rippling floors had toppled them. The mind-twisting had struck at the core, ignoring peripheral things. Luz Therin Telamon wandered the palace, deftly keeping his balance when the earth heaved. Ileana, my love, where are you? The edge of his pale grey cloak trailed through blood as he stepped across the body of a woman, her golden-haired beauty marred by the horror of her last moments, her still open eyes frozen in disbelief. Where are you, my wife? Where is everyone hiding? His eyes caught his own reflection in a mirror hanging askew from bubbled marble. His clothes had been regal once, in grey and scarlet and gold. Now the finely woven cloth, brought by merchants from across the world sea, was torn and dirty, thick with the same dust that covered his hair and skin. For a moment, he fingered the symbol on his cloak, a circle half white and half black, the colours separated by a sinuous line. It meant something, that symbol. But the embroidered circle could not hold his attention long. He gazed at his own image with as much wonder.